Welcome to the first half of
the Talk Heavy Podcast. Hey, we back with another fire episode, and guess what, G?
You finally communicated properly and got the fucking guest in this motherfucker.
I fucked up one time, but I got the special guest here. Hey, Dev, let's get this started.
You already know who it is. It's Dev Nasty, a.k.a. Dangerous Dev Nasty, a.k.a. Choke Your Mama, a.k.a. Choke Your Papa. And of course, I got with me, next to me, is a person that just revealed that they want their superpower to be reading niggas' minds. That
wait,
means
wait,
that this-
Wait, Dev. Let me freestyle this intro. Let me freestyle this intro.
I'm so scared.
You know what I'm saying? I did one for Nas when she was here.
Okay.
Let me freestyle this.
I'm so scared.
She's that pink pussy of the pool pit.
What?
She do dirt and devour dark skin dick.
Oh my God! What the fuck? What the fuck?
She make movies that motivate molesters. It's Dominique Janelle, assistant director.
Look, y'all, we had a technical difficulty. We don't know if God was mad at GB for the things that he just said about Dominique Janelle. But Dominique Janelle is here. Guys, we're going to give her a round of applause.
A
proper introduction. And of course, we have somebody on the show who has a landlord. Right?
Okay. And she don't pay rent.
I do pay rent every month. Thank you.
At a discounted rate.
The landlord lover, Naj, is in the building.
we just can't got just all be the Duchess of Tubi. Just the Duchess of Tubi. She can't be her.
Yeah, y'all watch Tubi together?
Lover. Duchess of Tubi.
Y'all watch Tubi together?
No.
What are you ever?
We don't spend time together.
Did you make a movie called Landlord?
Not Yo. Yet. Remember, we talked about that.
When are you going to
work on it?
Work on that. That's a good movie.
Landlord.
That's a good movie. I mean, you got the location.
This shit is reality TV.
Quiet on the set.
Yo, come on, bro. Come on, bro. See, come on, man. You can't play with the Nickelodeon joke.
My bad.
Too soon. It's too soon.
Yeah. It's the Prince of Hunting Park, the BBW lover, the pregnant woman slayer, Mr. 2 push-ups a night? The man built in the image of God himself, Slice Maximus.
It's the North Philly legend.
Uh-huh.
Strawberry Mansion's finest. The BBW hater. The pregnant woman creator. They still calling me Jesus' first cousin. He go raw because the condom keep bussing. From North Philly to South Beach, because that's about as long as this pipe reach. You should always fuck with a chick that stutter from the get-go. Cause you might bust your nut before she say no.
And ladies,
sucking dick is good for your mental health. So don't do it for him.
Do it for yourself.
G_winner.
All right. I'm ready to get into the first question. I got about 5 or 6 of them, but I was debating on reading this one because I was offended. Because the lady said we probably wouldn't read it because she was Caucasian.
That's because you be yelling out Dr. Umar every episode.
Yeah, Dr. Umar.
Shout out Dr. Umar. Come on, let's give her a shot.
Wait, don't he got a white wife or some shit?
Who? He better not. Dr. Umar, you better not.
You know, better start with
what in the world.
Here we go.
But it be like that, though.
It does. Definitely.
Talk heavy. I got a problem. I've been with my man for almost 4 years. He's a great man and he's good to me unless he drinks too much and then he has a mouth. But that's not my issue, though. Oh, shit. We haven't had sex in over a year, and am I tripping? I've always been a very sexual person, and not getting it makes fucking me feel some type of way that I don't like. I've been lacking in my self-esteem. I've been very vocal, but nothing has changed. I have playfully accused him of cheating, like, why don't you want to play? What's her number to the girl that's getting it? But I'm starting to think that something is really up, because it's been way too long. I used to get it daily in a relationship, or at least weekly when I was single. I used to get a regular booty call with just one man, not a bunch of niggas. She didn't say niggas, for the record.
Bitch, you better not have wrote niggas.
She said, dude, I told him recently I feel like a roommate to him, intimately and emotionally, because that goes hand in hand for me. I said, if you can't meet my needs, I got to start getting attention elsewhere. What do I do? I don't want to leave because I love him. And we have fun together, but intimacy and sex is going bad, Is he cheating? I know y'all probably won't read this because I'm white. That's how she ended it.
That part
but how
didn't
are you supposed to know that?
Yeah, that didn't make
I mean,
no sense.
You can see her picture, though. She sent it through Facebook Messenger.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Now, I mean, didn't we I mean, that's not uncommon. John, we had something like that similar recently.
We had white girls on the show.
No, not white. I'm just talking about where people like, wondering what the reason is that that part slowed
if
up.
If somebody
and like,
ain't fucking you for a year, then he fucking somebody.
No, if like, it's the rules is different. I'm going to cut you off. If it's a woman not fucking you for a period of time, she's fading maybe. But if a man's not fucking you for a long period of time, he's fucking.
Well, if a woman not fucking you for a long period of time, she fucking somebody else mentally. Even if she not already sleeping with him, she definitely mentally somewhere else.
Why can't the woman be fucking?
She's fucking him.
Okay.
A year is a long time. I'm depriving myself of sex for a year to engage sexually with somebody mentally. Sure. No. You're fucking him.
Women don't go a distance of time without fucking.
Only you, nigga.
Yeah, I've been through that shit.
You do.
But y'all hated each other, right?
No. We ain't hate each other. But it develops, like, when she say low self-esteem, I kind of fuck with it. It started fucking me up. I was walking around like...
Like, why she don't want this?
Yeah, like, the fuck?
Why you don't want this?
You ain't never, like, try to, like, when she was...
Everybody sleep. Tried to rape that girl.
Yeah, okay. You kept it a bean. Dev, you ain't never raped your girl, Dev?
Everybody tried to rape that girl.
You never raped your girl, Dev.
That's not rape.
Girls, I never got raped. I never got raped by your boyfriends.
I never not wanted it, so no.
Thank you.
You can't even...
It's consensual.
You can't even play rape.
Can't.
See?
Did you see Dom face? Dom's like,
Yeah, y'all like to play rape.
She was like, did a dark skin nigga ever
Hey, yo.
So maybe it's a mental thing. Maybe they're arguing all the time. Maybe he's tired. Maybe, you know, she's just doing things.
He's been tired for a whole year.
She could be.
Yeah, he's tired of that pussy.
She's coming at him about, like, what are you doing? Give me the number. Who are you fucking? Da, da, da. And he's like, man, I was going to give you this dick tonight. Now I'm not. You fucked it up. I don't know.
I don't think men are really that emotionally connected to have those excuses.
Like dicks don't work like that.
Yeah, they don't work like that. Like, you could be getting all his nerves.
Hold on, Jimmy. Hold on, Jimmy. Jimmy seems to be an expert on how dicks
work. I know how my dick works.
You can get on his nerve as much as you want to, and it's not connected.
At some point in time, he going... Jump in the shower with you, climb in the bed with you. At some point in time, it don't matter how motherfucking mad a nigga is.
But
she didn't even say they arguing.
You got physical, two different things.
Yeah, hold on. She didn't say they was
arguing. She didn't even say they was arguing or nothing. They just not fucking.
Yeah.
And you said this has been a whole year?
A year.
Maybe she had a baby.
What?
No, oh, you mean her appearance changed?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She got fat. You got fat.
Yeah,
she got fat. So he's no longer
alright. So wait,
but I would think it would have to be for a man, like, to not, that's your girl and y'all living together, you not doing nothing with her. Like, is that like you just maybe not physically attract her anymore?
I feel as though they're completely tapped out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's like, if you going through something in a relationship with y'all, either beefing or whatever, it could be any type of thing, and a period happens, but a year?
A year is a long time.
That's a while.
Yeah.
That's
in a year, you'll fuck somebody you don't even like.
Mm. I'm just saying, at the end of the day, y'all in a relationship, y'all live together, y'all have needs, he has needs, so is he... claiming that he's celibate, or it's just not you.
He could be like an addict. He could be like a porn addict or some shit.
Oh, you know what? That's true. Because but when people
they say porn addict motherfuckers literally is addicted to pornography. Yep. Like, they don't even want to have regular sex.
Because they get off on what they're watching and they do everything.
Like, it's something totally different.
Yeah, but it's like, if you beat your dick so many times, like...
And you got some real
coochie
over
rug burn.
As a regular person,
might look at it as a substitute. They actually look at that as the main thing.
It's the main source, yeah.
Like, they're literally addicted to that joint. They had like a MTV special joint where the nigga's he couldn't make it through the interview with the MTV nigga cut out. I gotta go jerk off.
What the fuck?
What? That's a totally different feeling, though. That's like.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but that's why.
But either way, it's leaving him with no bullets.
It's mental.
It's a mental thing. It's a mental thing. Yeah, and they don't. I've seen a movie like that where it's like.
Porno?
What? No, but the guy, like, he was addicted to porn and he was not being physical with his wife. And she was like, what's going on? She kept trying all these things and he didn't want nothing to do with it. He wanted to be on his computer with his videos doing his thing. Like, that's what he wanted.
Some of them make you want some pussy.
Like, would you rather your man be addicted to porn and just getting off on porn or cheating on you with another bitch?
Whoa, that's, we got to know that.
Whew. I would say I'd rather the porn.
She said, don't get that dark skin dick to nobody.
We could go to therapy. No. We can get a fix for it.
Yo.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that one.
We get a therapy.
Yo, that's crazy.
What if he got postpartum? Let's say she had a baby and he got postpartum.
What if he needed you to do porn?
Not men
get postpartum, don't they? Nah.
What if he needed you to
do porn? I just made this shit up.
Needed me to do porn?
Yeah, he needed you to do porn in order for him to, because he had that porn addiction. He was like, he needed you to do porn in order for him to be able to be back attracted to you the same way.
Then his dick need to get hard so we can
do porn with somebody else.
You gotta do porn
with somebody else. No, you're not pimping me out like that. We're not doing
it. It's not no money involved. It's not pimping. It's just no money.
You're pimping me out to fuck another nigga so you can watch me fuck another nigga? No.
Diddy.
Damn.
She said no Diddy.
Damn.
Because then, okay, but see, here's the thing. So now you got me fucking another nigga and I'm not fucking you, so I'm only allowed to fuck him to record while you watch it. Or am I going to turn around and be like, all right, well, I'm horny. You don't want to give it to me, so can I go fuck him tonight?
Like, he's like, yeah, just make sure you record it.
I don't believe in this porn addiction shit.
That changes your whole dynamic of your relationship because now I'm getting pleased from another nigga.
Because even if I had a porn addiction, right, wouldn't I put porn on and let her fuck me while I'm watching porn?
No, I
think you're not understanding what's wrong with these niggas, bro.
No, that's what I'm saying, because you're trying to think of it like they mentally be messed up. Like, it's a different,
yeah. It's like a literal different thing. Just like how certain singers are addicted to children.
First of all, not if they made Thriller.
You talking about R. Kelly. Maybe if they made the Benjamins.
That's crazy. Why would you put Jada Kiss in them?
Not Jada.
You wildin', nigga. The locks, stop. You gotta cut it the fuck out.
I don't think we want to be different.
Benjamin was a real nigga.
No shit.
Benjamin.
Stop, man.
Franklin.
Benjamin Button.
I don't say Benjamin.
No, no, I didn't go with no buttons.
Better than butt out.
Oh, my God. Bro, how we help this? If a man's not fucking, let's get back on target. Let's get lost in the relationship.
Why are you still?
Hold on. Wait.
I'm sorry. Why are you still in the relationship?
Hold on. Benjamin.
Hold on. That's
Benjamin.
Benjamin butt out.
That's crazy.
Good thing I ain't want to sign the bad boy.
Wow. The bad boy is the name of the label.
So the question is, why is she staying?
No, the question is
it's because they already got time in. Maybe they invested. Yeah. Hold on, how long they been married?
She said,
are they married?
All right, so look,
are they married?
And the next message that she sent me, right, she started like getting frustrated because we took so long to read it. And she was like, she's about to go cheat or some shit. She's like, she had enough. She's about to go cheat. She said, because she feels like she's too skinny. She said his last girl that he fucked with was 300 pounds.
No, but she said she too skinny.
She said she's 240. And maybe she's too skinny for her.
Cut it the fuck out,
you making excuses,
ma'am.
Hey, ma'am. Don't even matter. But see, the thing that's sad, though, is that, like, when stuff like that happens, like, for her to go down that mental cycle, like, it's me, it's something I did, something wrong with me. And it's like, no, it's probably not anything about you.
It's nothing about her. Dom, we're not letting that happen.
No,
so if she fucks somebody else, is she going to feel better?
Yes, because she got some dick finally. No, she's not going to feel better. She's going to feel better because she got some dick.
She's going to feel terrible.
She's going to feel great.
What world are we in? Did this person, is this real that you really said she's 240?
Yeah, she's 240.
Yeah.
Wait.
I'm 239.
She said, no,
listen.
No. She just said that she's 240 mm-hmm. and that she's too skinny.
Yeah, right. I'm not skinny at all. I'm 239.
To say that you're 240 and that you're too skinny means that something is wrong with you.
She says
well,
she
no, maybe she's saying like he likes Big Jones.
No, she's trying to insult
me. 5'8" and 240. She's like, he likes Big Jones.
She said shot.
Here go right here.
I'm 5'7" and 239. I'm not saying
I'm 300.
No, I guess she's saying like. She's not skinny though.
His last girl
too
was.
Too skinny for him if he likes big girls.
Oh, she said the 300 plus club.
Yeah. This
she said, and I'm 220, but I'm 5'8".
This don't make sense. Did she lose the weight down to that?
She said, what does that say? Am I too skinny? She says, am I too skinny?
Oh yeah, she did.
But
yeah,
no, listen,
she
listen.
Send
and she's talking about in terms of Big Jones. Like if she's saying if he messed with all his previous Jones was 300 plus, and she's 220, maybe.
She's
so how much
shots.
Was she when they got together? Because if you lost all that weight between then and now, like I mean that like. Were you 3-something before when y'all got together and now you're 220 and he
doesn't
touch you because you're not that big?
Don't nobody like gastric bypass pussy.
It's fucked up.
She needs the relationship she will over. It's just not working.
No, your self-esteem get fucked yourself, up. I'm with right. Dom. You start questioning.
Yeah,
start
and like, that's a problem.
Man, I need to get
unhealthy.
In the gym. I seen it looking at niggas on TV with muscles or some shit, and then you start looking in the mirror, you start like, damn, maybe I need to go to gym.
It messes with your psyche.
It fuck with the psyche.
And that's why the relationship should be over. You shouldn't be staying in a relationship that's not healthy for your mental health.
Maybe the chick that he, if he is cheating, this is what I'm saying.
We know he's cheating.
This is the thing. To make a person feel better, I feel like that comment, the way it was put, was to send a shot at somebody. It was a deflection to say, maybe I'm too skinny, and he wants...
A big
extra
girl.
Big Jones, right? Maybe he fucking with a bitch. Maybe he changed his mind. Maybe he only dealt with the 350 Jones because that's what he could get at the time, and he discovered that he could get bitches that was perfectly in great shape.
So you said 300 ain't perfect.
I stand on that. I don't give a fuck. Like, what I'm saying is that when she added that part, she wanted to deflect the insult to somewhere else. That's what I believe.
She's saying you got fat bitches in the past.
Yeah. That's what she tried to show that. She wanted to shoot at him, real quick.
You should check his porn browser. Check his browser.
His like phone,
you don't necessarily gotta go
computer,
through his phone. Check his computer.
Check the browser.
See what he been looking at. And if he looking at shit that don't look like you, is that cheating? Because when
we had this discussion.
Is that cheating? If your dude watch like porn of motherfuckers who don't look nothing like you. You feel weird
watching
about that?
Watching porn isn't cheating.
And even if the it's person looks just
you
like you, you would be bad.
Hmm?
If that's the case,
it would make you feel some type of way. Like if you
all
into
he watches
something,
Asian porn.
Yeah, then it's like
it wouldn't make you feel weird if you found out that you was actually just off an assembly line to him. Like if
all the women he watched look like
just
you,
just like you. So it's just like
so it's not about me. It's just
type.
About how I look.
But what I'm saying is, is it ever possible that a type can make you feel less important? Like if my girl only my girl fuck with all Puerto Rican niggas, right? And then I'm the black dude that she said, I want to fuck with him.
Make you
Might
feel more
make
special.
Me feel different than if I find out like she only fuck, like when I leave, another nigga that looks exactly like me with a beard and a forehead is going to fill in my place.
But you know what though? I know there was one point like when I was going through some issues and like knowing that a dude had a type made me feel better.
Because
at least I can identify.
Dom got a type, though.
Yo, this ain't Dom episode.
They just brought Dom here to attack you.
Slice said she should have fucking read my message.
I figured this out.
Nah, can you help, please?
Well, no, because I was told that I'm not my boyfriend's type.
What?
How's
it your boyfriend?
No, his friend told him. She was like, "Oh, she doesn't seem like your type." And I said, "Why? Because I got hair." Because bitches I've seen him fucking was
shot.
Bald-headed.
Oh my God.
What
is going on?
I can sense those little snide joints.
Oh, I'm not going to lie. I was throwing shots.
My girl's a queen of throwing shots.
Bing, bing, bing,
bing. She's always going to throw shots.
Your
just
girl
like that.
Can't
just
really
like
throw
shots
will.
Just
at
like
you,
names
though.
And all.
What you going to say? Yeah, that Puerto Rican bitch.
Nah, women do anything. They be like, your other girlfriend was look old. Your little girl. I was like, I'm old. I'm
oh, no, Dom will tell you. My shots are different. I don't.
Yo,
don't throw shots at other females. Because it's like, especially like if it's like, oh, well, she's this and you're this and like that. But as long as like she look on a level like me or better, cool. Right. If she not, don't, I'm, come
that's
on.
That's why I was throwing
she
shots.
Can't be uglier you than me.
Her,
listen,
you want
but Dom, that's
better?
The thing.
Yes.
You got, that's what I said, be on my level or higher. Yes. Bitches that don't, or not on my
women
level,
don't
I'm
want
throwing
that.
Shots. Like, there's yes, no reason why your dick got hard for me and a bitch that look like Dennis Rodman. It's not, it don't make sense to me.
Stop coming at her tennis ball head ass.
It don't make sense to me at all.
That's crazy.
Not at all.
She got beef.
No.
She got beef.
That's a particular person that she just talked about
yes,
right
now. Yes. Yes, it is. I'll show you out a video later.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Can we post it on the show?
Sure.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no. Y'all know I give no fuck.
Hold on. She got a short haircut?
Yes. She got tennis ball head.
Huh?
Is it colored?
Yes.
Do she do massages?
You stupid. You did it.
I'm just going to investigate. I'm investigative reporting, guys. I'm trying to figure out. I want to know if it's smoke in the talk heavy world.
Yeah, I mean,
yo, that is hilarious.
I don't think we can help this lady. He's cheating.
Lead a relationship. That's the only hope.
Yeah, after a year of him.
First
not
of all, did
you
ask him why he's not doing nothing to you? And what did he
she
say?
She said I had a conversation.
And what did he say?
Yeah, we need to know. What did he say?
That matters.
What is the excuse? Like, that what matters. Is the reason that he's giving you?
Because men, because she said they were fucking every day, right? Mm-hmm. And it's something changed. If she can't, you know, pick out something that changed in her physically, right. Then it's something deeper than that. Maybe he really don't fuck with you no more. Like, it could,
yeah, it could be.
I just think it could get to the point where maybe you need to look at something that's happening to y'all personality-wise. Are y'all growing as different people?
Or how's the relationship outside of the sex? Like, so right. Y'all have, it's been a year, but how has your relationship been? If it's just the sex that's not there, but everything else is prospering and y'all in a good space, then...
Can you be in a good space? Because I always hear this. Mm-hmm. You're in a good space and you're happy and everything's good and he's good to me and he loves me, but you don't fuck him. Is that even real?
A woman can.
Or maybe
that's what I'm saying. A woman can be in such a great space, but just don't fuck her man.
I told y'all before, women that have families, sometimes they get wrapped up in like the kids and they could.
It happens.
It becomes a thing where like I watch married friends be in a situation. Their wife seems completely happy. Everything's good. And he's just like, bro, I can't get nothing going. Everything is about the children.
But you know what though? Men don't get in good spaces and don't want no pussy. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No.
But that's why I be wondering, like, if he is being to you who he's been to you or better, but y'all not having sex, then it's a deeper issue here. Because like you said, men don't get in them spaces.
Like,
so
women get caught up in work with the kids and all that, and then they don't be turned on. Men don't, like, it don't matter how hard a day of work was.
Yeah, fuck them kids.
Niggas come home and want to bomb something.
That's, some women do, too.
But the thing with them was they have a bunch of kids. So she's always pregnant. It's just the space in between. It's like, yo, I'm just having back to back.
Nothing wrong with pregnancy.
But in between that time, you know what I'm saying? It's like nothing's going on. He can't get it when she's pregnant. He can't, you know what I'm
you
saying?
You can't have
it'd be a lot of that.
That's
people
crazy.
Go through that. People
that's
go
crazy.
Through that.
I enjoyed pregnancy. I enjoyed having sex while I was pregnant. That's
just, I couldn't.
Yeah.
Medically, I wasn't wasn't allowed.
So maybe that's the situation where she can't do it medically.
Mm-hmm. For whole 9 months?
Yeah.
Dang.
Wow, what's that? What they was saying, it was going to like jab the baby?
No. So I have what they call incompetent cervix. So I had to get my cervix stitched up every time I got pregnant. And in that, you cannot have sex and you cannot have, you can't have like orgasm, nothing like that, because my cervix literally is sewn together.
Mm. Oh, so an orgasm is just bust the stitches.
Essentially, yes.
So, no, because I'm saying, even
you can't beat
that's what
nothing.
I'm saying. Because even though you can't have sex, you can't even masturbate.
No,
she can get hit.
I got nothing to do with vagina. Do it.
But some women can orgasm off of giving you head.
Yeah, you about good as dead.
Listen,
damn.
I don't know. Can we get some final words to this lady?
That was the final word.
That was the final word.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's over.
Damn.
That's the end of the first half. Damn.
Welcome to the second half of the Talk Heavy Podcast.
I am ready to jump into the next question. But before we do that, all you fucking lazy ass fans of ours, hit the fuck fucking like button. God damn, don't cost you no money.
Hey,
no.
Man, let's shout a couple people out that's always in the chat.
No, man, I be forgetting people and then when I'm watching the chat, I always forget people, man.
Yeah, it's fucked up, man.
We got to shout out Fate.
Man, we always shout the same people.
We got to shout out McFly.
My man Dre.
Dre. Who the people who lead the money? We got to shout them out. Cam, he always leave a couple dollars. Deron always leave a couple dollars. Who else?
Kristen, wherever she at, man.
Kristen probably on a spaceship. She on a spaceship chilling. You know what I'm saying?
D-Star.
Man, I know we
shout
forgetting
out
people.
Them.
I'm
we forgetting
sorry.
People. We gonna write this shit down.
That's it.
Godly. You know what I mean?
We ain't forgetting nobody next week. What else? Please share the clips. Take your favorite part and put it on your social media because it helps people see Talk Heavy.
And tag Slice in it.
Don't worry, I'm taking everybody else.
Oh, shit.
You want to get into this? Am I missing anything before we get into this? Because I'm ready to get rolling.
Man, let's get into it, dog.
All right, this is a deep one. All right. What's up, Talk Heavy? I need help. I'm in a relationship with a bisexual woman. We've been together 3.5 years. The first year, everything was amazing. She was the perfect girlfriend. She took care of home, and we always made sure that each other was good. She even brought a chick home from time to time. I never even violated by doubling back, not even once. Lately, she's been spending a lot of time with this one chick who we slept with, and she is becoming very distant. My question ain't even do you, I think they're fucking. I already know they're fucking. The issue is, my girl cut her hair down short and started dressing different. It's not funny. It's not fucking
damn,
funny.
Damn.
Yo.
Hey, yo.
I'm sorry. Oh, yo,
I'm trying not to laugh at you, bro. All
right, come on, y'all. Right. We got to be professional
she
here.
She look like Dougie Fresh now. Shit, crazy.
One tennis ball here. Now you got a problem laughing at people. Here you go.
Oh, my God.
She always knew how to switch it up. But, you know, dressy and a tomboy flow. But now it's just sweats and sneakers every day, and now it seems they have an attitude when I'm trying to get some. I found a strap-on in her drawer, and the shit hurts me. Whole time I thought she was a lipstick lesbian. Now I'm feeling away because I feel like she's an in-the-closet stud.
She out.
I should have known because she was always chilling like a homie. We played 2K all the time with each other, but she always grabbed my ass and tried to stick fingers in my butthole a little too much for me. Is it
a little too much?
Thank you.
Oh, no, wait.
He said a little too much for me.
A little too much, meaning
it was okay every once in a while.
Yeah.
Is there all any right. way I can turn her back to a softer, feminine woman?
No.
Yo, what Come the on, fuck man. Is going on?
She don't want no mo dick, so no. No.
No mo dick.
You
no
think
mo
she
dick.
Turned out?
She's done. She's done. You weren't dicking her down like she wanted to be dicked down, so she started dicking
don't,
the bitch
listen,
down.
Listen. Okay. That's the whole first off.
She's just
off,
been a dyke.
So here we go. See, this is those type of shit I'm going to make. I'm not going to stand for that, yo. It don't got nothing to do with you wasn't dicking her down.
I said what I said.
She likes
listen.
Coochie.
She been like coochie. She liked your coochie. Dick, too, at one point in time. She don't like it no more.
She liked your dick, but she was kind of putting up with it. Women be fighting. A lot of women fight against their gayness.
Yeah. Yeah.
My mom did it.
They cocked up.
My mother did it. My mother did it.
Yeah, they call cock tolerators.
Yo, listen.
Cock tolerators.
Listen. And before you know it, they got a couple chains on, short haircut, beating niggas up outside of Pathmark with their titties out. This is how it happens, y'all. You have to listen.
True story. Pathmark been closed.
This is real life.
This is throwback back in the day. Real true crime.
I've seen it all. And what I'm trying to tell you is, this is one of the reasons why my friends always thought I was bugging when I was younger and I would have a dope joint that was bisexual and I would never wife them. Mm. I would fuck with them real heavy and honestly like them, like I want to be with her. But because of that and my upbringing, I always felt like I can never, me personally, ever fully trust a relationship. It's not about trusting.
Because you felt like they would... because you feel like they could cheat on you with a chick or a nigga It's like you like up against.
I'm gonna take it deeper. So I know you're about
no Diddy.
No Diddy. Listen, not only am I gonna say pause, I'm gonna say I apologize to the whole city of Camden. I apologize to the whole city of Camden, New Jersey, for the way I just represented you. Listen. Oh man, that's crazy. But you could be with a woman, because I know a lot of women will be like, "What? That's crazy. I'm bisexual. This or that." It's not that I just don't trust them. Like they're going to do me dirty. Mm-hmm. I don't trust your heart. Has nothing to do with you. I feel like you could have all the great intentions in the world. But the fact is, you could just meet somebody, and because I already know it's on the table for you to have the fancy women, I can never be that energy. That energy will always be missing. I could be the top nigga, but the fact is, you also have a craving for a womanly energy. And when I would see stuff like that, I would keep it at a distance. And one time I did that to the point where I got into an argument with the girl where I told her, like, I feel like you're a lesbian.
You heard that.
I feel like.
You know what I mean? I still feel the pain on your chest.
No, I actually,
you felt like she wanted you to be her bitch a little bit?
No, I felt.
Sometimes?
No. I felt because I could pick up on certain stuff because of how I was raised. I was raised around a bunch of, because my mom had bitches.
So it was a lot of them. Did she ever play with your butthole?
No. Like this man.
Like this man.
No, nigga, it's nothing to do with that. It was the way she felt about women. I saw the way she felt about women.
I had a bisexual
girlfriend. You knew that you weren't going to be able to fulfill that.
Like women more than you think. You think you just playing around with bitches. Like, she would be like, this is just a play thing.
Yeah, yes,
but look, I had a bisexual girlfriend. She cheated on me, right? No hard proof. But the girl she cheated with died of cancer.
Oh yeah,
everybody was mad at me online because everybody was saying at the funeral, and I came in rapping DMX.
Come on, man.
I didn't, you know what I'm saying? But I just because of that, I want to know, would you feel some tight way? Because it was asked to me online because I said I didn't give a shit that she died. You know what I'm saying? God don't play about me all the time. So you know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
But so I'm asking this to everybody in the room. Your partner cheat on you with the next person, and y'all been cheated on before. We heard stories. And that person that cheated with died of cancer. Do you feel any sympathy for him?
No.
Thank you, Nash, for being honest.
Man.
You don't care if people die?
I mean, here's the thing.
But
life is gone.
If somebody fucked your girl, you would want them to die. You would kill them.
So therefore, you killed them. They're dead.
Wait. Oh, the girl that... Not your girl.
No, not my girlfriend at the time. Yeah.
Oh, that chick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, nah.
The chick that cheated with.
Oh, yeah. Nah, nigga, you in that casket with them basketball shorts on.
Only person who answers is the preacher kid.
Huh?
I'm
just asking, did they bury her with the tape around her
titties? The petty dom would be like, nope, that's what you get.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, God don't play about me. But in the real sense of being somebody who has seen cancer and been exposed to people suffering and dying from cancer, I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
No, I agree with
would,
that.
Yeah, that would just be the thing for me.
So I didn't wish it on you. Hold on.
No, but I'm just saying, like, no, like my initial reaction would be like, ha. Then it's like, no, but be for real.
You
like,
ain't never.
That's a little wild.
So no, I don't feel. I definitely probably wouldn't feel the ha, but I'm definitely can't act like I feel like
you definitely wish dick cancer on somebody before. You definitely wish dick cancer on a couple niggas.
Cancer.
Yeah, you definitely. Yeah, dick cancer is real.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Really?
I've never
heard of that. Huh. What is it? You know, like the name of it?
That's what's
up. Yeah, scientifically, the scientific name is called toucan chew.
Never mind.
Yo.
Never mind. So, what was the question? What were we doing?
It was the reason why you can't trust them.
That's not true.
Do you feel that? You can't trust them.
That's true.
Got an answer.
That's not true. Because
they move in with their landlord. And shit.
Thank you.
My landlord's a man. Thank you.
They move in to the landlord.
Can you trust a bisexual man?
That's a good question. Can you trust a bisexual? I don't think so.
I don't think at all.
Them niggas
just going.
Go ahead, Nas. Is it true? What Dev's saying?
No, I can only speak for myself. It's not true for me.
For one, like you said, you just be playing with women and stuff like that. I could never see myself being in a relationship with a woman. I tried to date a woman and it was just like, it's too much. I want dick. Like, it just, that was just, I like penis and penetration and all of the things that come with.
So you're not really bisexual?
No, no, no.
Oh, she is.
No, she uses women as sex toys.
That's not bisexual.
She's actually a chauvinist.
Yeah.
No, because so I've
you call
I've
women
dealt with,
bitches.
I've dealt. I do call. You women said,
hold on, hold on.
Did
you also say that women are for you? They're only good for sex.
Sex toys.
No,
you just said you couldn't be in a relationship.
No, I can't be in a relationship with one by myself.
But you fuck.
What I'm saying is, I can't be in a relationship with a woman by myself. That's what I'm saying. Like me and you, just us two, is not gonna work for me.
Okay, so what you're saying is you could fall for a woman. And then want to bring her in the fold with you and your dude.
Yes.
And what I'm saying is, that right there would be enough for me to be like, I'm done with you. My girl just told me, my girl just told me she's in love with another bitch and now trying to bring that bitch over here.
What if she just not in love with her? She just want to fuck her.
But you can have a connection and a bond and a friendship and develop that with a woman and you do things with her, like get your nails done, go to the movies, do things like that. You can have that relationship that you wouldn't have with your dude. So again, you have both.
But I think that's proving your point.
Relationship. No, I'm saying you have both worlds.
With a girl you fucked?
I'm saying in the relationship, you have both sides. So I have my man and I have my girlfriend. We're all together. So things that me and her could do, he could pay for us to go get our nails done. But he's not going to
pay for two.
Y'all are in a relationship, though.
Yeah.
You and the girl are in a relationship.
No, I'm saying it would only work if the three of us are together.
If it's a three-piece.
What I'm saying is, have you ever, you and your dude, fucked the chick?
Yes.
And then after... And then afterwards, like you and the chick, like
connected.
kicked it a little bit, like
no.
Outside with him not there, not fucked or nothing, but y'all like
you know
went
why
out to, you know
because
went to Chick-fil-A
she
or something.
Really, so, she used him as sex toys.
No, because there is one girl that we dealt with, and her and I are just friends. We only were involved with her one time. Her and
oh my god!
No, for real.
So wait in this scenario.
So,
because you know I'm always going to ask questions in this scenario. So it's like a lot of times I hear in these scenarios, it's like the girl brings the girl.
Yes, but, I brought her to the equation.
Right, but why is it never the guy bringing the girl?
Because
the bitches because the bitches that he want to bring, I'm not attracted to.
Because they got short haircuts.
Because the threesome is
one
all
of them
about
wasn't,
you.
One of them, no.
The threesome is all about you.
No, selfish. It's the thing. I'm not attracted to them. If you brought a bitch that I was attracted to,
but what
to
if you bring
equation,
bitches he ain't attracted to?
I have good taste.
Hold on, wait. No. Hold on. Yo,
come
I'm gonna tell you.
Come on,
I'm glad you. No, I'm glad. I'm glad this question was asked because the reason that women always want to choose because
we don't want to answer
and,
the question.
And listen, and
I
know
the questions.
I know from firsthand experience the reason why they always wanted to choose the girl is because they didn't want you to have that thing with the girl. So I'm telling you, I feel the exact same way. Like you. They don't want the man to have like you picked her, so this is a girl you're interested
and you
in.
Like
if the man, if the man brings the girl, this is a series of questions that come along with that. How you know her?
Sure.
What you say to her?
You have a previous bond. You met her first.
It's like a line of questioning,
and they know that this is happening because that woman wants to fuck you.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
She, you know
yes.
that woman
you
without you would
want to
fuck
you
right,
so
right.
much.
I get you. Yes, I agree with you on that. I agree with you on that because again, that conversation then becomes okay. So you chose this bitch. She wants to fuck you. Is she really interested in me? And when we get into this situation, it's going to be the three of us. Or is she just saying what she needs to say to get in the bed with you? And I'm going to be sitting watching because she has no interest in the threesome. She just wants to fuck you.
Can I ask? I'm going to tell you
good
something,
question.
Right? I'm going to tell you something. You ever had your heart broke before?
Absolutely.
Everybody here, heart broke, right? You know what that dark room feeling is like?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you the only thing that could be worse than a dark room feeling is being in a pitch black room.
I'm looking for the answer.
A pitch black room. Because this is harder to replicate. Ain't nothing like losing two bitches. If you've ever been a nigga that was fortunate enough to have a situation where you got two Jones and they with each other, like y'all all just be with each other, And when y'all break up, because you see,
it's a pitch dark.
Yo, listen.
Suicidal.
Because what happens is, once anything rocky or a distance happens with one of them, it usually starts a chain reaction of where the whole group breaks apart, right?
Not, I had a situation where it didn't happen that way. Like him and her. Like, so he chose the girl. Mm-hmm. And we were all dealing with each other. It all worked out. And then things didn't work out between him and I. And they kept dealing with each other. And I left the situation. But it didn't. So it's not a
issue. Did it hurt you looking at them on the gram?
Huh?
Did it hurt you looking at them on the gram?
Oh, I don't follow them.
Hold on. Okay. I'm not. Fuck.
He never even posted her. He posted me, but he never posted her.
Fuck Naj's feelings. What do you don't know the nights you don't know some of the nights he might have had.
Yes.
Where he was laying in the bed like Wolverine with the picture and on
the camera, good days.
Looking at you. Cause you know what it's like to be with a person and be still grieving the other person that used to be in your situation. Mm-hmm. So you moving forward with the one, but I used to have two. Every time I look at you topping me off, I remember who used to have the balls. You don't have the dick and the balls at the same time. You can't be two people.
That's a fact.
To be two, you can't be two people the same
you know
way.
What?
I can't you be selfish. A girl.
I'm not selfish.
She took
selfish.
A ball holding hands out I'm of the not relationship. Selfish.
No.
Was you the balls?
No.
The balls or shaft?
I was the shaft. But we were both the shaft. We shared the double. But either way.
There's always a main person on balls.
It's not. It's
always.
Was you the main person on balls?
No. So here's the thing. The reason why the whole. No, because it wasn't my fault that it ended. Like, he just. Full transparency, I got pregnant. He was totally against it. So our relationship. No, I had a miscarriage. So at the end of the day, it was like. It was like we grew apart because of that. Like, you weren't there for me when
and
I was going through. Yeah, it was like you didn't give a fuck because you didn't want the kid no way. So it was just like, damn, but I still went through a miscarriage.
That's
like,
heavy.
I'm still physically going through something. And you're like, oh, well, I'm with this bitch. You go about your business kind of thing. And because you were still fucking with her, so me not being present or me not being around didn't matter.
Was y'all like in the same crib?
All were at his crib. So when that whole thing happened,
is what I'm saying, y'all. I would preach this for a long time. It sounds great, the idea of this three thing, but you gotta be emotionally ready to cater to two people. You know how hard it is to just fucking attend to your girl?
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, this shit is crazy.
Listen, let me ask you a trick question. If your girl could clone herself.
No.
And bring herself home.
The answer is no.
Bring herself home. Like,
no.
It'd be two of her.
No. Absolutely not.
Somebody could be on beans, somebody could be on rice.
She gonna fuck you up.
We gonna edit that out.
No. You gotta keep Dom's intro, you gotta keep that too. Look, so I guess I'm doing my intro. Beep, beep, beep.
All Puerto Rican shots.
Hey, yo. She gonna fuck you.
My bad, I apologize. Yeah, I said no Goya.
No Goya.
Yo, that's crazy, yo.
So we all agree that, let's get back to the question. We all agree that this motherfucking girl is gone.
Yeah,
she don't fuck with men.
She's over.
I think we have to zoom in on the other details, though.
She got a short haircut.
Yes. We got to talk about this.
And the strap on. And
the strap for men.
She wanted to be the man that you weren't.
Oh, shit. Y'all don't care about the people right
now. No, but at the end of the day, she showed you that she was trying to, you know, stroke something by trying to peg you. Like, so it's always been a thing where she's... Yeah. Wanting to be in the top.
Yo, I know, I just understand this world. I was raised in this world. What that woman did was, he was a study.
Mm-hmm.
He was a study. Mm-hmm. She siphoned some of his,
she took
it's
some
not
of his
on
swag.
Purpose. It's not on purpose.
She took his swag.
She took his swag. She took his swag.
Gotta be a man.
Certain things, just being around him, she developed and saw certain things. She got to spend that male bonding time, that 2K type shit, that all of that She got that homie time.
That's wild. The whole time he thought he was bonding with
her. She was cloning her.
Like, damn, my girl play mad. She dope.
She was getting
the energy. She was really just trying to be your friend.
Yep.
But I don't think that she was like thinking about it like that necessarily. Like, it's not like she was necessarily thinking, but that's the process. That's what was happening.
Hey, I feel
like,
bad for this man.
I learned enough. I got enough from you, master. I got a black belt now. And so being a nigga.
You could just turn dyke.
Diss the shit out of fucking Mr.
Miyagi. No, she was always like that. He just, he didn't really think it. And at the same time, too, she probably was just in denial.
I was about to say that. She was fighting that. Like, oh, no, I
she was
like,
in
man,
denial.
I still want to be with a man. I'm not fully gay. I'm bi. When the whole time, you probably weren't even busting off of that. Like, you weren't getting any pleasure from it. You were just like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. You don't know what her upbringing could be. Yeah.
They was taking baby steps. Sometimes they got to take baby steps to step outside.
Baby dyke
with
steps.
With that short, yeah. No, baby,
I know what you mean.
Baby dyke steps is real crazy. Like, I'm going to try to grab some pictures. My mom in a dress.
That's
you know,
crazy.
Just the, like to show y'all that it's really like, wow, like that time actually existed. It feels like a whole different earth. Mm. Like it's like a
sometimes that closet just deep.
Yeah. Oh shit.
Takes a while to come out that joint. It's just a deep closet.
But ain't it like hard to be like a what's they call the dyke joint? Like when your titties like big.
No.
They tape them down.
Yeah, or but when your titties real big, you can't really like tape them.
But nowadays
down.
They just cut them joints like now.
But they get them removed.
We just cut the titties off.
They could cut the titties
it's called
off.
Top surgery.
Or they'll get a breast reduction if they don't want to go all the way. Because some of them still understand that on the outside I need this presentation, but the girl that they fucking with might still like womanly attributes. So they when they get naked and they have sex with each other, that person still want to suck titties too.
I about
too.
To say that and still get pleasure off of getting their titties sucked. So
what, like y'all scissor? Like what's the, they be scissoring? Like what is that?
Didn't
about?
You just hear they have a strap?
No, I'm talking to you.
He said, what you a cooch bone?
Like, yeah, you scissor. Like
I did that, but I'm waiting to, I have a strap now. I'm waiting to use it.
That sounded like a killer in Chicago. Yeah,
you sound like a Philly nigga.
Now, she cut
you sound
her
like
hair.
Philly
you
nigga.
Know, but I ain't gonna goddamn wear my hair. It's too big to be cutting my
no,
hair.
Now
no,
now she cut her hair.
I ain't cutting shit.
So you a stud now.
No, I'm not a stud. I just want my man to watch me fuck another bitch.
This is wild.
Yo,
you know how y'all get in from the
podcast.
Back and you see the boom, the ass just
walking.
I want that same feeling.
But like, you going to find out how much your hips ain't ready for that moment.
Yes.
First of all, no women ain't in shape.
You about to find out that you is not built for it. You're not
hey,
going to
say how fast. If I'm not, I'm not. But
listen,
it's going to be a dope
experience.
We got 40
plus years of experience.
It's a remote control joint, so he controls the remote. So it's like he's still
100 strokes go by like
that.
100 strokes. You don't even think about you getting 100 strokes.
Like you
just
like
getting
about,
like
listen,
five.
How fast
are you counting
it?
Like
listen,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Go home.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
On some real shit.
18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50.
That's 60 when you go on up. You
ain't in a minute.
When you go on a speed up,
the speed
up. That's about. I think it's somewhere around 95 humps per minute.
Listen,
yo,
per
I'm
minute.
Being my head now.
Listen,
all right,
well, you,
like,
no, you got, all right, so we're going to give you some homework.
And Jones be talking
listen,
about they were like 20
you,
plus minutes.
Yeah,
listen,
right.
If you go home, if you go home.
When I go home.
On some real shit.
I'm staying in my female.
Go home.
My female lane.
Go home,
I'm staying in my lane.
Put a pillow on the bed. Put a pillow on the bed.
And freak the pillow.
No, fuck all that. Stay up on your hand. On your, stay up like this.
They can't do
hold
that
yourself
without
up
humping.
And just hump.
They
just,
can't do that
just,
without
just
humping.
Move your lower body and just hump.
That's good practice.
Listen,
20
listen,
minutes.
Just hump. Let, no.
I not give no you, goddamn 20
no,
minutes.
I give you 2 minutes.
2 minutes. And then I'm going to tap out.
2 minutes. Now imagine
listen.
A man is fighting two things at once. The physical labor
yes.
of the hip game, boom. And then remember, you can't be predictable. So in between those straight...
You got to stir it. You got to stir it.
Yeah, you got to catch them all.
You got to get a rhythm to that.
So you got to also move...
Learn how to fuck one-on-one.
In and out, and then hit them swirls
listen,
and reversals.
And then sometimes the weight of y'all legs is on our arms, too.
Yeah.
So we holding the legs back, holding up, and still got...
Yo,
that shit is a fucking workout.
Yeah.
Ooh, child.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you wondering why we sweating on your sweat dripping on your face? Just understand
we're putting in work.
Oh, so we're fighting that along with fighting
not
the
busting.
Actual ride. It's two things going on at once. That's, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot. It's a lot going on, man.
And a lot of times you dick
kudos
me a little
to y'all.
Too.
Yes, yes. Thank y'all
you.
I
think today is going to be now forever now men's appreciation day.
Yeah.
Women so got to appreciate
on the 20th.
3/20 men appreciation day. Got it.
I don't have to buy. All right, I don't think we can help this person. I think we got to agree.
No, we did help.
Wait, yeah.
She don't want you.
She got a short haircut and she
kick her out.
She's you now, so it's over.
Yeah, kick her
Unless
out.
Unless she want to just homie.
Kick her out.
Homie her up.
She's you now is crazy.
Kick her out.
The minute you found, the strap, that was it.
That was it.
That was it, bro.
Yeah.
Short haircut.
Y'all
and
could
the
be
strap.
Homies it's though.
So
yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can teach you some things.
Fist bump.
Is it possible to be homies after?
No. Kick her out.
I'm not friends with my exes.
No. I'm friends with my exes.
We know you are. That's
nigga always.
I'm friends with my exes.
Oh, well, yeah, we know.
I don't have to say it.
Why?
You're right. I'm in trouble at home because I'm friends with my exes.
Town giving hugs to the exes.
You got any stud friends?
Stud friends?
Are any of your exes lesbians?
Yes.
Studs?
Yes, yeah, I said her girlfriend.
But she's not a stud.
She's a stud?
Huh?
No, she's not a stud.
She's a stud.
She's like a lipstick lesbian.
No, how would y'all feel if you found out one of your exes
was like
a stud?
Mid. She's mid.
I mean, I fucked a dyke before.
No, but that wasn't with your ex.
I wasn't wife one.
This was my girl, and now she looked like a nigga.
No, my girl don't look like a nigga. That'll fuck me up. My ex-girl.
I mean, I think it could fuck you up just as much if she fucking with a person that look like a nigga. It's kind of crazy.
Oh, if she fuck with somebody who look like a nigga, would be crazy.
I'm telling you, you, bro. The joint that told me, like, you bugging, I ain't no dyke. Who the fuck is you talking to? I'm like, I know. I feel it in my heart. She was like, I'm not no fucking dyke.
But she did with a joint that looked like a nigga.
And then 6 months later, if that, one day, we end up talking on the phone.
I don't think we helped anybody.
She confessed.
This is our own therapy.
We did.
Yeah.
We did help.
Yeah, she was with it was an army nigga, too. An army girl nigga.
An army stud. Mm. It's crazy.
Army stud, yeah.
We helped. Wow. We helped both of them.
We did help.
We helped this and one. And
we helped
the
Nodge.
Last one.
We helped Nodge throw shots at the skeet ball head, bitch.
No, I threw shots at Dennis Rodman on the last one.
Go ahead.
I'm throwing shots on this one.
You she said the you called her Dennis Rodman on this one, too.
Oh.
You just had a kickball head. Shit.
It's more than one.
I don't even know where we at home, Tom.
We helped them.
We helped. Yo, stop letting bitches play with your butthole, bro.
That's the number one rule.
You said.
No, run that back. Let's get out of here on that. Bro, this is the final words from GB. And this shit makes the most sense. Fuck that your girl left you for another girl and start wearing skin.
Because he said she played with my butthole a little too much.
Is this the same question?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. He said that then. He was confused.
Okay. How much is too much, Dad?
Once.
Yo, that's the end of the Talk Heavy podcast.